Okay, go, go. Play the damn thing. Go, it's recording. Fucking
ghost.
Fuck!
Welcome to Fatty Time, where a ghost drops.
I'll take over for him. Okay.
Which one?
Okay, on today's show, we've got Fat Man, Ghost, Yoshi, and me. So it's the usual. And like I said, ghost dropped. Oh, there he is.
No, I didn't drop.
Sorry, you suck. I had to take over for you.
Oh. Okay.
So let's just get this party started.
I just scream, which one?
I wasn't going to be able to do it anyway. I don't know what's going on. I don't get the joke.
Of course you don't.
I'm out of the loop.
Why do you have to suck a big dick?
Because I love it.
At least it's a straightforward answer.
Okay. Let's start with today's advance. Someone go.
Okay, usually I go first. I don't know why. So today I went to school, and like, yeah. That's it.
I'm starting to work out every day.
Well, actually, a little thing did happen today. Apparently, there was going to be a lockdown. Do any of you know what a lockdown is?
Yes, I do, because I was in school just a year ago.
Oh my god, please tell the audience what a lockdown is.
Okay, basically, ever since
9/11... Are you Thor? Are you fucking Thor?
Roar.
Well, students, a lockdown is when they tell the students to get under their desk, they lock the doors, and they pretend that there's a bad guy walking around the school.
Yeah, but apparently, like, this one was for fucking real and shit. They were like, okay, if this is gonna be a lockdown, we're gonna tell you over the audience, dog, wiggity whack for shizzle. And then we're like, okay, we're waiting in the fucking homeroom, and like, the day ends. So, what about that lockdown? Oh, it never happened.
What lockdown?
What's a lockdown? What's a lock?
What's a download?
What? How many sides are on a triangle?
17.
No! Shut up! Okay, I'm done. Next.
Like I said, I'm starting to work out. I'm also just doing shit around the shit, internet shit.
Shit. Ah, fuck.
Just go.
Why am I hitting a wall?
My day, I worked all night last night. I slept most of today, and I've been up since 3 o'clock playing Platinum Version. And now I'm here.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it, like, 2 days ago. Fat Man knew about it.
Oh, cool. I don't know.
Yeah. Me, pretty much.
Should we talk about the games we've been playing?
Can I at least do my fucking events today?
No.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay, so I pretty much...
What our favorite soda? Okay.
I pretty much woke up today to a... And hearing my mom bitch and me do her runs today.
As soon as your mom told, Kelson, wake up! Dun, 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 dun. You, see, you look for a closet. Dun, 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 dun.
Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and then suddenly I got a Kodak call.
Kelson, pick up! Kelson, it's me, Yoshi, pick up!
It's okay, I'm gonna ignore him, and suddenly he got another call, and it was...
This is Snake, you read me.
It's like, yes, I heard you loud and clear. And then we started trying
you.
To... And then we tried to get Skype to work, and it wanted to be a bitch, and Pamela decided to be a douche waffle, and yeah, now we're doing show, yay!
Okay. Yay!
Yeah, but pretty much, I woke up, I talked a little to Dororo, Dororo, and then suddenly, Kane comes in and with, and then pretty much, yeah.
What?
And then you spent the entire show spamming sound effects, you fucker.
I swear to God, if the episode title's named after you, I'm gonna kill you. Like, Fatman, fuck!
And then suddenly a frog came in while started to play, and yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I finally figured out how to play Final Fantasy VII.
Stab. Okay, now we're going.
Forever.
We'll talk about games, and yeah.
Okay, games. So should we talk about games? Thorne doesn't play games.
I just play Ocarina of Time and accidentally delete the footage, but that's.
Oh, snippity snap!
Oh, that's what's taking so long.
Yeah.
Well, actually, here we go.
No. Actually, it's taking so long because of Fat Man, but that'll be done today.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to go hang out with my friends.
I know, that's cool. It's just.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like,
God damn!
It's
I was like, just about ready to Pikmin it.
Yeah. It's not. It's not like we're here or anything.
You know, by the way, Yoshi, I heard that fucking comment in the video.
I put it in there on purpose.
Jackass.
Wait, I gotta go watch it. Don't mess it up for me. I'll go watch it later.
It's the Pikmin.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I get all of Thorne's Twitters go straight to my phone, so I saw it last night.
So okay. I start talking about my sex page, you'll just be there going, oh, God.
I'm trying to work, man, damn it.
Like, but I made 3 more parts just for you.
at Thornbrain, shut the fuck up, I'm working.
Yeah, I'll just make a Twitter for no reason, just say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do nowadays.
And then you're just, like, mopping the floor. So, how does a mop work? Do you like mopping? Is mopping fun? Why are you a janitor?
Man,
why are you leaning against the door? He's like, holy fuck, how did he know that?
Are you the tall guy? Because I'm looking out your window right now and he just right.
No, man. We lost one of our guys this morning, too. He decided to be a complete douchebag and be paranoid and tell us we were sabotaging his work because he wasn't doing anything, and then all of a sudden we're sabotaging his work and harassing him and everything and all this stupid shit. So we're back down to 3 guys.
He touched me inappropriately. We don't even hang out with
him. Bad touch.
Bad touch. No, I'm serious. This guy's a complete douchebag.
He touched my breast, you're a dude.
He had them, though. He had them.
One between my legs! Wait.
They were about as big as Fat Man's, so.
Woo!
Shimona!
And Michael Jackson's, apparently.
Oh my God, he's back in the dead! Ah!
It's the Thriller video all over again.
Oh, no.
One guy, and he's not wearing... Okay.
I half expected to see
how long
that.
Is stretching this.
Like,
I have no idea. We're just rolling.
As long
with
as
it.
It's still funny, it kind of is. All
right, yeah. So let's keep going. Fuck. Let's say this is today's events episode. So should we talk about games we played?
So I played this Bad Company 2, and my friend decided to kick me off his damn system because. Didn't have his orange juice, which is an entirely true story.
That's why he kicked you off, because he didn't have his orange juice?
Yes. What? He came home, he wanted a glass of orange juice. There was, like, a piss puddle left of it.
Oh, there's no juicy juice! Just
no, no, it's that simple juice crap you can get at Walmart for umpteen fucking dollars, and...
I need my cheap vitamin C. That's what the C stands for.
And it has to have his pulp. Why pulp? I don't know why. It must have the pulp. Yeah, anyway, like, I was sitting there playing, and he decides to, like, Falcon kick me in the face just to get his controller back.
He has, like, the plainest fucking can design ever. It's just a simple juice.
It's a bottle, by the way.
Oh, okay, even worse.
He thought it was one milk and got, like, 5 hearts back or something. I don't know.
This is Zelda, damn it. We need Malin to go, tee-hee.
But Malin dies.
Not Malin!
Speaking about, okay, I made my friends sit through the movie, and they're hating me right now, but I made them watch the review afterwards, and they were all laughing their asses off.
Yeah, that's because me and Thorne are wiggity whack like that, Pop Shove.
Pop Shove it.
Messed it up.
Which is still funny that Yoshi didn't know that was a skateboarding term.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I grew up. Okay. Hey, everybody. Guess what? I grew up poor.
Guess what? I didn't have the game. I still fucking knew it.
Honestly, and like this is me being serious, I didn't see a real life skateboard until I was like 12.
What?
I am dead fucking serious. I knew what it looked like, but I never saw one in real life until I was like 12. Like, hey, look, these are what they cool. So I don't know shit about skateboarding. If I were to step in one, like the minute my shoe of a molecule will touch the skateboard, I'll probably like bust my fucking arm. Instead of my foot. That's how bad it will be.
Ow.
Like, I've never seen a Dominican skateboard, so it was like fucking black. It's like black magic to us. Like, what? Like, do we, like, step up?
Skateboarding leads to the dark side.
Do we, like, put our feet on it, or what?
Well, and I've seen some Sith Lords then, apparently.
Like, do we roller skate with our hands? Like, what? We don't know nothing about this wheel shit. We know how to play baseball, but fuck. Alright, so how long have we been stretching this?
A little too long. Let's move on.
Oh, it's like, so, alright. Moving on.
Project X.
Moving on.
I think we can start on FATLP updates. As we mentioned, Yoshi and I are doing a Pikmin LP.
Yeah.
It's just going to be him and me.
Yeah.
He's going to be recording the footage.
Yeah.
And it's going to be wiggity-whack hilarious.
I know, Pop Shove It.
Y'all.
I still don't know what the fuck it... Okay, I know what it is, but shut up.
Yeah. Also, after this, we're going to... Fat Man Yoshi and I are going to commentate the next two parts of the Zelda LP. It's going to be entirely Vizor's Domain and Jabu Jabu. After that, I'm doing two episodes myself of entirely grinding the fuck out of Skulltula's heart pieces, the mask side quest, fishing, a bunch of that shit. And that's going to be wiggity-whack hilarious as well.
I know, right? Pop Shove It. Okay, enough of that. That's enough spamming.
Pop, shut up.
Oh, Pop, shut the fuck yourself. I love the unreleased trailer that I'm the only guy in the world who's ever seen.
That was really funny. You guys are gonna like that.
He's like, rah! No, you know, I'm not even gonna say that.
Don't give it away, please.
Yeah. I should probably start and finish writing my story. I stopped like three sentences ago. Okay, I need to pick it up. Okay, you guys keep talking. I'll talk too, but not as much.
Okay.
What a mess.
I just explained everything for FATLPs that we've been doing this week.
Okay. Actually, there's one more thing FATLPs-wise, actually.
A little closer to the mic there, Fat Man.
Sorry, I'm looking for my wallet. All
right.
There's actually one more thing. Since you and Yoshi are doing a pretty much a solo between you two, I was thinking about doing a solo Shut up and let me finish. Since you guys are doing a LP just you two, I thought I would go back and do a solo of the second quest of the first Legend of Zelda.
Oh yeah, go ahead. I don't want to commentate on that.
It was either that or I do Adventures of Link.
You could do either one. I don't want to do either.
Thorne finished quick. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
And I don't want to watch that.
Like, oh, you go. What are your Let's Play? Legend of Zelda. Bye. Just so you can have him do the owl face every 5 seconds. Like, hey guys, we're back to the first game, owl face. So, as you can see, we went to the stick, owl face.
It's just going to be that one picture in the corner the entire
time. In the corner! Throughout every single part. This is what he didn't breathe. This is what he's doing. He's just staring at you.
Well, yeah, okay, I guess... Okay. So I guess, since we did the FATLP's update to this point, are we doing Sergeant Frog updates now, or what?
Yeah. I was going to do that before you did your part.
Yeah, right. Certain special thing, actually. Thorn, would you like to take it?
Is this about the meeting, or the song, or what?
Whatever you had in mind.
Well, I do have a couple things to say.
Good.
Well, first of all, just a few hours ago, I finalized the Beatles parody I was doing. That's, I was thinking at the very end of this show, I could give everyone a, like, I could premiere it here, the entire thing, if that was okay.
I advise that you do.
Fine.
Okay.
I love it.
And then I think either later today or tomorrow, I'll make a picture for the, then put all that in a video and upload it to YouTube. It's going to be wiggidier than whack.
It's going to be wackity wig.
Ooh.
That's how crazy it is!
Well, actually, I have something I want to talk with you and Yoshi after the show about something.
Yeah, no problem.
Start the process.
Alright, then.
Sure.
And we actually do have something to discuss with everybody who is involved in the team, but that's for after.
Yeah, let's just say we've been having problems, and it's been a mixture of them, the voice actors, and us.
Let's talk about it after.
Well, fine.
Yeah, I don't want to expose it to the audience.
All right. Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, the episode, like we said, we're still getting lines together, but.
Yeah, let's see. There's, like, small little side projects, SFA-wise, is being done. Like, I'm waiting for certain lines from a certain somebody.
Okay, you know what? I throw my straw down. I take off my sweater. I get pissed off. For the last motherfucking time, I've been busy!
What, just playing the damn game?
Last 3 days. Yeah, that one's a beat. Everybody say hi to my brother. Their phone?
Hey,
yeah, it's just there.
Bro, I don't know what you look like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, say, everybody say hi to my older brother. You're on the podcast.
Hey, older brother.
Brother. Hey, Armando.
His name is Victor. But I know you were trying to speak Spanish. I got it. Okay, he's leaving the room, everybody. Want.
It's one of the few Spanish words I know.
Yeah.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Aniki, okay, I'm done. I had to.
And I gotta record something so I can practice, just in case.
How was I saying? Oh, yeah. I had asthma for 3 damn days. I've been busy. I've been studying. I've been taking tests. I've been fucking busy with school.
This episode, Yoshi snaps.
Lovely.
You keep fucking bothering. Like, are my lines really that necessary just to test your editing, really?
Well, for what I want to do, since I know it's not going to be used, I might as well do it. Have something to do.
You can just do it yourself. Oh, fine, I'll fucking help you.
Okay, first off,
okay,
no,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it. Jeez. And Uggos has to leave.
We were saying Yoshi is considering, like, since it's taking a while for episode 2, he was considering going back on his rule about not writing the script until the episode was done, like the script for the next episode.
Yeah, I've been getting really twitchy.
Hmm.
Like, honestly, this episode should have been up if, the way I wanted it, it should have been up like a good 2 days ago.
Yeah, and me editing the videos, making all the still frames.
Yeah.
That's not a short process.
No, I'm not talking about that. I mean,
no,
like,
no, I'm saying I'm including that. This would have taken a while.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would have been up either a good couple days from today. If it was going like the way I wanted it, if we got everything set, I'd probably be up either like a couple days from today, as in yesterday, or like a couple days after this. Like I'd say a couple, if it were up, if it was the way I wanted it, then it would have probably been up a good 2 days ago, but yeah.
Well, I think we should take Takana's suggestions when it came to this, when we talked to him.
Yeah, but I don't want to take every single suggestion from him.
No, I mean just the ones so we can get it get them out at least.
Yeah, the deadline thing, that's actually smart.
Deadline thing, and do the whole suggestion for pick a date for everyone to come in, be on Skype, and do a read-through.
Okay, I kind of actually don't like that.
Actually, I thought it would work a little better for each individual voice actor if, like, we did a read-through with just a few people at a time, because the more people we get in, the more of a mess it becomes, and, like, the less everything gets taken in. It's like, that's kind of how it is with classrooms. So.
Yeah. Kind of like a job interview, you would say.
Mm-hmm. Or audition, holy fuck!
Yeah!
Okay, so are we done SFA-wise?
Yeah, because usually the thing I want to talk about involves with the team itself, not actually I want to announce.
Okay. I guess, is there... Let's see. Well, I got something for Fatty Time. I'm strongly thinking about redoing the logo for Fatty Time.
Which would be the whole green symbol with the things.
No, it's actually red.
Yeah, with the red, shiny things that I have no idea what the hell is supposed to look like. It looks cool, but like, what the fuck is it?
No, okay. Not my personal symbol. I'm talking about just the Fatty Time.
Oh, you mean the... Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Sorry, I'm a little dumb.
I'm not touching that comment.
I said dumb.
And again, I'm not touching that comment. But, yeah, I'm strongly thinking about redoing it. Plus, I got the World Ends With You thing. I still have to get voice actors for three things for the first episode. And I'm actually thinking about doing one other radio drama, but that's still up in the air.
Food Network Abridge.
No, it's not. It's not an Abridge. God.
Oh, God. I can see somebody actually trying that.
Yes, Alton Brown, Abridged.
Admiral Abridged. I'm just going to spam bam every 5 seconds.
Okay, let's go off. Okay, do anyone else have updates? Because I just killed off mine.
Nada. Oh, please don't tell me I'm having writer's block.
What about you, Thorn?
Fuck.
Nope. Like, I think I mentioned last week that I restarted my account on YouTube. Or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you were talking about, you were thinking about doing it.
I was thinking about doing it. I did. And so now I'm not Comic Strip Dude anymore. I am officially Thornbrain. And I think I'm pretty much done uploading all the videos I wanted to re-upload. And I've got pretty much nothing less. I think I've got pretty much nothing left to do except Sergeant Frog Abridged and FATLPs.
Yeah. Which he'll most likely post a link to his, YouTube account in the description for this.
Yeah, as well as the Thornbrain music account where you can listen to the full intro music, which was by me and my friend Dan, who has been on the show.
Actually, I was thinking about starting up in a music account too, because I've been really starting to get into doing more music again. So I was thinking about doing an account for that, but I'm not entirely sure. I might just load it to my normal account.
I would suggest doing the music account if you're going to do a lot of music, because otherwise it just seems like a waste. And if, like, music isn't going to be your focus for a while.
Oh, I've just been really into making music. You've heard some of the samples I've sent you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I've been getting really into music kick. I've been listening to a bunch of stuff. I've been gathering tones and shit like that. So I have more to work with. Because my friend sit there and I recorded him doing guitar strings, so I have, or doing notes, so I can just edit them together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I still have to get a set of drum sounds, so I have that. The bass is going to be my most problem to get, because I have pretty much no friends around where I live that plays bass.
I play bass.
I said around where I live so I can get a good sample of it, but if you want to do it for me, go.
I play bass and I have a good mic.
Yeah, that's yeah, you had this friend for a while.
I meant around where I live, not over the internet is what I said.
It'll still be more wee whack.
Okay, but... I get it, okay? I get it.
It'll be Florida, shippity
shippity. I get it, Sochi.
It'll be Box City Box, okay?
Gotta lower the roof because it's underwater.
Gotta lower the roof because it's underwater.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
That's the point. I'm making fun of the roof is on fire. I get people to laugh. They think about it. They're like, just shut up.
Okay, but yeah, pretty much space is the only thing I have left. I've gotten a bunch of internet. Shut up, Yoshi.
You don't even get the joke.
I don't want to get the joke right now. But yeah, bass is the last thing. I've gathered a shit ton of sounds and all that. It's actually on my hard drive right now. I don't put it on my actual computer hard drive. It's on my external. Anyway, yeah, pretty much I've been getting the music again. So I guess we can go off to the FATLP's history.
What a history it's been.
Yeah. A really short history, too.
Yeah.
How exactly did you guys get started?
Well, it started the same way that we met you. I think what actually started when Yoshi first put out the call to potentially start a Sergeant Frog Abridged. Fatman and I were in the chat of Wachow. He gave me his Skype, I gave him mine. We started talking for a while. Like, after a while, we didn't really talk, but then he called me. We talked for a little bit. He showed me the original demo to his Legend of the Fat Man game. Then eventually he decided we should start doing LPs. We tossed some names around. Then all of a sudden, Fat Man said, like, Fat Man and Thorn, that says F-A-T. And it's funny because he's fat, so it's stuck.
I didn't really realize this until sometime after we officially picked the name.
Yeah, I noticed first I was like, I thought it was named after you when I read that. I was like, huh. I get it because, you know, it was his idea. He's the leader. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, oh, that's why. Okay.
It was completely by accident. It said it was Fat LPs, honestly.
I totally got it in the first spot. Like, whoa. That's like, just...
It's like, it's technically FATLPs, but, like, Dan always says it as Fat LPs.
Fat Alps.
Fat Alps. Yeah, of course.
Like, I was like, geez, somebody has an ego when I read that. FATLPs.
No, it's just somebody's really unlucky. Or very lucky, who knows?
Yeah.
So then they played Legend of Zelda on the NES, and yeah.
We had so many problems starting this thing off.
I noticed it. Like, I saw episode one. Whoa, choppy!
Well, I was using Cam Studio at the time, and it was the only thing that was reliable at that time. This was way before I got Camtasia Studio 6, which is about episode 16, if I'm correct.
Of, like, and, A Link to the Past.
Yeah. But, hey, it works out pretty well.
Originally, Fat Man would, like, stream him playing the game over Skype, and he would record us talking over that, and it wasn't reliable.
I found that kind of weird. Like, the first time I saw that, I was like, did you, like, meet him in real life or something? Like,
Yeah, well, it was great until we had VF join in an episode, and then it just pretty much started shitstorming on us, really.
Yeah, it wasn't VF himself, though. It was just the fact that we had a third person. It was later on when VF started being annoying. You know?
Well, I didn't say anything.
Well, I mean,
didn't hear what you said, so.
Okay, good. You didn't get my secret message.
I'm going to go back and hear it, too, by the way, Yoshi.
It had nothing to do with you.
Oh, anyway, we had problems before, like, Thorn kept on dropping. It's really apparent during during the sixth dungeon.
Funny.
Yeah, I figured out that problem, though.
Very quickly, too.
And I haven't dropped since, except for when I forget to turn that stupid thing that makes me drop off, so.
It's like an option. Do you want to drop? Nah.
Honestly, a lot of people don't know this, but when Thorn dropped, first time he really dropped, I started yelling like hell. Especially during the Wizro dropping hell episode.
The aptly titled.
Yeah.
It's hell because of the Wizrobes, it's hell because of the dropping, it's just hell.
Yeah. And then later we started picking up more people. We had my friend Dragoon Cheetah, which is going through his LP. No, just finished recording all of it. He just has to edit all that crap together. Mm-hmm. And then we've had Ghost. Yoshi, which is now a staple in most of the episodes.
No, don't talk about me yet.
What do you mean, don't talk about you yet?
You didn't even talk about the other game you played, and now you ruined my entrance.
Talk about Link to the Past.
Yeah, you were like, fuck. Couldn't even talk about the couple episodes before I showed up.
Okay, well, I did talk about it. We had Dragoon Cheetah, which is a...
You didn't say, like, oh, they experienced for that without me.
Okay, God. You know, whiny little pain in the ass. As my sister's yelling at a cat. But, I mean, okay.
There aren't any cats on Lon Lon Ranch. What are you doing here?
Meow.
Well, okay. We had a lot of difficulties. I mean, the whole dropping thing, and when we tried adding people, it started becoming a nightmare.
Yeah.
When we tried to get more people in, and then we decided to do post commentating.
Yeah. And that made it so much easier.
Yeah. Which I think while I'm doing the Legend of Zelda, I'll do live commentary since it's just me, and it's going to be a whole lot easier.
Yeah, that'll probably be easier. For two episodes, Fatman brought in his little cousin, Lucas. And for the first episode, he was quiet. For the second episode, I wanted to shoot him.
Rewatched the first couple parts where I wasn't in. I could hear, like, you just wanted to fucking murder the guy.
You weren't the only one, honestly. You started cutting me off a lot more than I expected. Usually, my cousin is usually well-mannered. Just when he starts going, he gets going.
Did he have, like...
Fookies is the trigger.
Yeah, apparently.
Did he have, like, some kick-ass before getting on?
Maybe.
Here's the bad thing. Every time he calls me, he ends up mentioning Fookies every, like, 5 seconds.
Isn't that funny?
Like, months later, oh, hey, Lucas, how's it going? Fookie, goddammit.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway.
Look at his college graduation. Way to go, little cousin. Fookie. Shut up.
I would like to thank FATLPs and the Fookies.
What a dork. A phone is ringing on my end.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look.
We started more talking about it. The Sergeant Frog with Yoshi, and I think it was either you or me, Thorne, that said, "Hey, let's see if Yoshi wants to join us for an episode."
It might have been you.
Yeah, I think it was me because. Well, anyway, we bring him in, and then it just started taking off like.
I dropped the bombshell.
Yep,
he dropped the bomb.
He talked about Tom and my tits, and it just became madness.
And then I pretty much took it by storm. Mm-hmm. And now it's a whole lot better because I'm there.
Yeah, I have to be honest, Yoshi. Early on, and when you became a regular in the Link to the Past LP, I really had trouble getting used to you.
Yeah, really?
I think it was shortly before we finished Link to the Past that you and I just something clicked, and like you and I get along so much better now. It's like,
yeah.
It's not a good day if you and I don't talk.
Yeah, it's true, because like I talked to Fat Man more than you before that. Like he just randomly introduced me to you, like, hey, Thor, like, hey, whatever.
It's like, hey, you're being kind of douche.
You're like, hey, you're a guy, okay. Like, oh, okay, hey, Fat Man, like I was more clingy to him than you.
Now it's like, now you're just completely humping my leg.
Yeah. I'm never gonna let go.
It's like, I don't want you to let go, I don't care. It's like, oh, it's cute. It's like, oh, he's leaving a little puddle now.
God damn it. Like, around there, then we just like, hey, like, he asked me, hey, you want to be a script writer? And I'm like, hey, can I be part of the script team? And I'm like, okay.
And that's Sergeant Frog thing. And we already been over that. So.
Yeah, but I think that kind of settled it, too.
Yeah.
And now it's just every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Every day. There's just a brand new joke, and we just die.
Yeah.
Sergeant Frog abridged. Like, if the original team ends up dissolving, if that happens, we're still going to be doing it. There's still going to be plenty of comedy to go around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just remembered yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny that nobody can understand our
humor.
Our happy feelings.
Let's just say we want the episodes to go by faster so we can get to other jokes.
Yeah, we just make the greatest jokes ever.
One of these days, we're going to come up with a comedy sequence that is just so chock full of hilarity. People are going to report in dead from laughter.
I want to do the joke right now, but we're live.
Don't, damn it, don't.
I don't, I'm just done. Let's just say it has to do with the radio episode, the end.
It's the radio episode. You're going to have no idea what's going to go on in there. It's, ugh.
I can't hold it. Okay. Talk about something else.
Okay, our favorite FATLP's moments.
Oh, God.
I know one of Yoshi's.
Actually, it's not Tamama Tits.
No, not the Tamama Tits.
It's surprisingly enough because I found myself annoying after I saw it again. I was like, wow, I should really just shut the fuck up for 5 seconds. Let's see, my favorite moments. God.
I know one.
Please tell me.
Da-dun.
Okay, there's one. At the end of, the second to last episode of the original Zelda LP they did, before I was there, Fat Man goes to fight Ganon, and so he's right next to the room, and he has half of a heart left. So he takes out a potion, and like in the NES games, like it takes forever for the heart meter to fill up, and he had a bottle that killed every single one of his hearts. And so Thorne is all like, so what are you gonna, and then he sees the hearts go fucking shit, and then like he fucking records himself and he just looks at the camera. I bursted out laughing, and I couldn't. It was so funny that I laughed about it the next day at school while we were doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, the Rockets! Oh, my God!
And then it was sometime later when I took that clip and I did something else with
it. Did the indent.
FATLPs, darn.
We should make t-shirts of just my angry face.
I do want to make t-shirts. There's so many t-shirts we can make, but like, fuck, copyrights.
Okay. I got a few. Let's see. When we started doing the staple, the walls are antagonizing me. it picked up. And also the whole where I was going completely mental during the first LP, I think between 6 and Dungeon 7.
It was part 18 where I went mental. That's where the owl face came in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
See, another FATLP's moment? I think I got one. It was yesterday's episode, but I don't know if that counts since you weren't there.
On FATLP's channel.
At the beginning of the Pikmin LP. You're talking about how, like, he there's an asteroid coming right at him, and he can clearly see it, and so he's just, like, driving to it, and Thor said, like, oh, it's like, the story is, like, there's this guy, and, like, his ship crashes, and, like, it's easily avoidable, but for some reason you can't see it, and then he says, objects in mirror are bigger than, like, are not what they seem, or some shit like that.
Or closer than they appear.
Closer than they appear. And so I was like, you know, he's wearing glass on his head, so, yeah, it would kind of suck, because he's wearing a helmet, and he has, like, a little hatch thingy for the ship. And so I said, objects in the mirror. God. Objects may appear closer than they seem in the mirror. And I go, which one? Because he has the helmet on, and he's looking through glass, like, which one? I just died.
Yeah. I really can't remember any. It's been a while since I've watched any of the older episodes of any of the Let's Plays. The only recent one I can think of that really made me laugh was actually Ghost saying, "I can't believe the first thing she says to you in like the Ocarina of Time is, hey, look, a fairy."
That was great. Oh, I have another one. When, like, Saria is on the bridge, like, Saria and Link is on the bridge, and he just backs away.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said something, and then Fat Man said something, and then I just go, you have crabs! And he's running away.
He's like, I want to be a virgin a little longer.
I want to be a virgin a little longer. Like, I was saying something, but, like, Fat Man was so fucking loud, you couldn't hear me, so I, like, followed it up with something else.
Oh, okay, here's one where we go completely off subject during the Ganon fight.
Oh, yeah. Paper Mario has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I was talking about Paper Mario, too, because, like, I think Batman or Thor said, like, wow, you know, this boss is kind of hard or kind of easy or some shit. I'm like, you know, speaking of hard bosses, you know which boss is really hard? The Paper Mario. And we just start talking about Paper Mario. And then Thor...
It's like, oh, wait, and we just finished Ganon. It's like, oh, shit.
It's like, by the way, Ganon died.
By the way, Ganon's dead. Like, oh, shit, the game, right? And then I read the text at the end.
And I just start doing, God is a dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm like, and then you speed through the text. I was like, motherfucker, I wasn't done.
It was just all around awesome.
There for the longest time, too.
This one's actually like a small series. Every time Thorin meets the owl.
I always come up with another thing, like, for the text to yell at him.
Go away! Fuck you!
Piss off!
Piss off? That's going to be it in the next episode that we're doing.
Go away. Oh, hell no! That was the first one.
And Navi, of course.
Navi.
Shut up!
I know! I think. Was that one?
Yeah. I think that was an owl, though.
Yeah. No, I think it was Navi. Like, I know already! Like, he was telling you how to open the door or some shit. That was just amazing.
Oh, dear God. Oh.
We should do a montage.
We have to do a montage. We should make like a top 10 best moments or something.
Okay. Here, during the review, that... So now we're
Which part?
Thor's yelling at Link. It's like, you got a princess to say!
Oh.
Isn't that more for a review, not more of a let's play?
But still on FATLPs.
Why am I in danger?
Why am I in danger?
One more time. Why am I in danger? I'm not even getting excited.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, that was...
I'm acting.
I'm acting the in sync.
Oh, you did it at the same time. Can we pull that off on Skype?
Not likely. It'll be delayed on one of our ends.
One, two, three. I'm acting. Okay, you did it late on purpose.
No, it sounded in time on my end, but like I said, it's going to delay.
Okay, you try the countdown.
One,
three,
two.
You do the countdown, then, fucking motherfucker.
Fat man, you do the countdown.
Do it.
Three, two, one.
I'm acting.
Okay, now that was fucked up. What you did before was perfectly in sync on my end.
Then I'll come through in sync on the recording anyway.
It's because your computer's a cunt.
What are you talking about? It worked on the first one, you jackass. Fuck off, Yoshi.
That's what you really sound like inside. Shut up.
Inside. I'm in your head. A lot of earwax in here. You need to clean up.
Okay. Here's another part. One of my favorite parts. When we were talking about you two were talking about Ganondorf during the movie review.
Oh, which part?
Just all of them. When you guys were literally talking, it's like, and Ganon does a barf spell.
Well, he's the best part of the movie, so he would have the...
See, they could have done way better, and I just got a message to Lovely.
I don't remember that from the movie.
Ganon gets a text message like, fuck, I'm fighting.
Mom, I'm doing the movie.
Hopefully
it'll take off and not be made fun of in a review.
Okay, here's one. The suggestion I gave to Thorne about the... Dragnet with Talon.
Yeah. And then I changed it around at the last minute.
It's
okay. Okay. Dun.
Lol, what?
Oh, that. I'm all like, wait, what the fuck are you Oh!
And Yoshi doesn't get references, lovely.
Well, you did tell him.
I got it later.
Okay. Oh, and the montage at the end of it, that was just great.
Field as himself.
Dennis the chicken. Leaf.
We didn't do Leaf, actually. I didn't think there would be a clear shot of a Leaf anyway.
You forgot lamppost. Did you put lamppost?
Nah.
Fuck.
I think that was enough there anyway to get the joke across.
Yeah, and I love the Nike reference.
Because I pointed it out and all three of us were watching it at the same time. He just jumps over a giant lake of fire, so I'm all like, just do it.
Just do it.
I said it in the most serious way ever. Just do it.
Just do it.
Fuck my life.
Oh, dear.
We have so much fun.
Some of the shit we come up with for the next episodes. Okay, I guess we can move on to things that may come up, FATLPs.
Majora's Mask, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Earthbound.
And if Ghost wasn't on the phone, it would be, Metroid.
Fusion.
I don't know what the fuck that one's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, once he records it all, and yeah. And I guess the solo one I'm going to do, and... I was actually thinking about we do Link's Awakening on the, or Link's Awakening DX.
On the Game Boy Color?
Yeah, Game Boy Color, yeah.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
That's not bad.
It's either that or we could do Minish Cap or something.
Like the reason why I suggested we do other games was because, like, fucking, like, when I first found your channel, I was like, okay, Legend of Zelda, oh, that's cool. What games are you guys doing now? Oh, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. And then I looked at your little, like, progress thing on the sidebar. Let's see. Zelda, and Zelda.
Like, well, okay, we kind of decided to do the Zeldas up to the current point when we really started it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we can't branch out to other stuff.
Yeah, because...
Well, we did. We're doing Pikmin now.
Yeah, because if it was an all Zelda thing, I don't think I'd be able to fucking watch you guys.
Okay, I also suggested to Thorne earlier like a few days earlier before I went to my friends that we do Dark Cloud for the EPS 2.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while anyway.
I need to see how the gameplay looks.
Okay.
I'll look it up on YouTube.
Well, I've been replaying it just so I can get a feel for it. Because, trust me, the dungeons, they're randomized, so you can't really comment on them. The only thing that's similar are just the special ones, where there's, like, special comments, or you gotta go back and get another character, or yada yada yada.
So, it plays like a dungeon game? You gotta, like, find the stairs?
Well, you gotta find the dungeon key by defeating monsters, and then you go to the exit, and sometimes they throw a curveball and give you this limited zone where either a certain character has to be used, or your weapons lose experience, or you can't change, yada yada yada.
I thought it was gonna be like one of those dungeon games where you're like, hey, you're on a grid, and like, the game is hard as fuck, and you gotta find the stairs, and you...
The game's hard as fuck is anyway when you get to the Demon Sanctum, which is after the original game, which is a 100-floor dungeon.
That sounds gangster.
Yeah, we've already decided some of the what we're going to do for a lot of it. This is pretty much the same through most of them.
You just summed it up in three words. Fuck all this!
No. I suggested, Thorn, we speed up the footage, except for getting certain things from the dungeons and shit like that.
Fuck that. We'd have to do outright cutting.
You know, now that I think about it, I should probably do that with Pikmin. Like, if there's, like, a giant monster and I have, like, five Pikmin, I'll just put in giant green letters, fuck all this! Just run away.
That guy lost.
I mean, I can zip through the dungeons fast enough. I mean, just speed up the footage to the special shit. It's not that hard, really. I mean, most of the time, I would do off-screen training for my swords and shit like that. I just going through the dungeon crap. Which, see, the first one's 15 floors. Second one is 19, I think. The third one is 23 floors. I'm just doing this off memory. And then there's two other ones. I can't think of what they are off the top of my head. But it's not that hard. I mean, what's going to probably take the most is the last episode, or the last dungeon, which a lot of that's just speed up footage. And, hell, the only thing really good out of it is the final boss. And you get the best sword in the fucking game.
At the end of the game.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, actually, after you beat the game and you have to go back and reload the file.
Hey, you beat the game. Like, there's nothing for you to possibly do. There's no second quest. But here's the greatest sword ever.
Well, you can replay it and play all the dungeons.
With the cool sword?
Yes, with the cool sword.
Okay, now it's worth it, because that'll be kind of dumb. Like, hey! Here's the most
you can
overpowered
go in and pretty much rape the shit out of every monster.
Like, hey, here's the most overpowered weapon in the game, but you can't use it!
Here's a little thing that I hated the most. The breaking of the swords. Or breaking weapons, and they disappear on you.
Gay.
You gotta be real careful when you're fighting, too.
Gay.
Well, they do make shit so you don't have to worry as much, but still.
Oh, I know what's right about
that. And I was thinking about a few other games, but I'm not too entirely sure on it. Because I was also thinking of doing a World's Ends with You one, and not doing the whole video camera with the DS crap.
Yeah, that's retarded. Hey, guys, this is my Let's Play turning again around drops. Oh, crap!
We might do that just for a joke one for April Fool's.
Yes, spoil the April Fool's joke.
I said might.
Hey, guys, on April Fool's Day, we're gonna do this. Right.
Like, any of us from FATLPs is watching this shit.
You never know.
Well, more listening to this shit, anyway.
Are we broadcasting?
Oh. Holy shit, we got people in the chat.
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
I'm guessing one of you is Noe. Wait, is one of them a guest?
One of them knows you.
Yeah, that's... What? Does he have, like, an account?
Like 90. It's me. LOZ, or LOS. Oh, or Carlos.
Oh my god, hi, Noe! Wait, who?
Carlos.
Okay, I know that. Oh my god, hi, Carlos.
Okay, well, there's a few other things I'm playing around with, just thought-wise. We'll see how it plays out. But, no, apparently he likes our work.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
He's a friend of mine I know in real life, and yeah.
Well, okay. But I think that pretty much covers
the. Hey, you want to go out for a drink later?
Sure!
He's not there anymore.
Damn it! I can't be on the Ustream because I'm
fine. Hello, Puppet.
There you are.
I'm finally back. My boss is a rather long-winded.
You know. Actually, he's still there. He's just talking directly to me.
When does he never have a long speech?
My boss.
Yeah.
It's not so much of a long speech as he gets caught up in these little tangents that go nowhere. And you know, it's just like a 10-minute tangent. You can't interrupt him, or you know, he'll fucking chew you out, and you're worried about your hours. So I mean, that was entirely long and drawn out, and fucking whatever. So what did I miss?
We still haven't got to Grammar Nazi Thorn. Actually, you're still good.
Yep. Okay. Ghost, before we go on, do you have any favorite moments from FATLPs?
If you watch it.
From FATLPs? Yeah, the parts with me in it. which I hope happens more often, because I love doing I love doing that with you guys. I mean,
yeah, like, it gets significantly funnier in it when you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
like,
in the next show.
Right.
Okay, what are you out of fucking time, please?
No, all of us at once, go.
Okay, so
oh my god.
I have sand on my nose!
Alright, no, seriously, the part where the Dodongo is Alex from Ocarina of Time.
And I kill him, right?
Yeah. And then,
oh no, we defeated Alex.
Alex is right there in my tank. He's actually looking at me. Say hi, Alex.
It's like, they killed me?
Hold on, Alex.
he just closed his eyes after I said hi, just went whatever.
Asleep.
Leaning on log. I'll get your crickets tomorrow, damn it. Okay, his eyes are slowly opening. He heard me.
Crickets.
Okay, enough about the Alex update of the day.
Alright, I liked watching, what was it, A Link to the Past or whatever, when Fat Man was wearing the invisible cape and just kept falling off the cliff.
I forgot about that part entirely, honest.
I still can't get over that. You did it. Just because you're invisible doesn't mean you can't see.
Okay, so there was a small shadow that was so blendable. Shut up.
Oh, one heart, two heart, three heart, four heart. Oh, he died.
Batman fall counter. That was just great.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
One, two, three, two. Damn many.
Yeah, the counter stopped.
Oh, wait. When I magic spam, there's one back at the
that was funny too.
Yeah.
And the one while I was doing the footage, I scared Yoshi off.
I hate you so much for that.
Two for one.
Because okay, for those of you who don't know, when he was recording some of the parts, I think I was playing video games or some shit, or we're surfing the web. So we're on a Skype call. I think Thorn went to dinner. And so he's recording his parts, and like it's been like silence for an hour. So I'm just like dazing off. And he comes right the fuck out of nowhere. Oh god, I fell off the chair and everything.
I'm just that good.
And Thorin almost got me yesterday.
Well, I did scare him. Yeah.
Yeah, you scared me.
I went away to eat dinner. When I came back, like, Yoshi had his mic muted, and I was really quiet. I turned on my mic, and I was like, hey, Yoshi.
I just froze, like, oh.
The only way it could have been better is either if I said, hi, Rodimus, or, like,
yeah, that probably would have been, like, horrible. House, you know? That probably would have been, like, what the fuck URL am I on?
God, are you, is that you? Like,
God is a dishwasher, and he's watching Rodimus.
Because I'm watching fucking a Japanese game show, because I got bored, that bored. Like, hey, human Tetris, they fell in the water, funny. And so, like, and he goes out of nowhere. I just go, oh. And then I click on Skype, and I mute the mic. I hate you so much.
Oh, apparently,
had a visit from the...
your friends need to go, no! Okay. I can't be on the U stream because it really, like, fucks around with my computer, so sorry.
Yeah, same here.
I'm here.
So bye later, Carlos. Tell Noah I said hi because he was supposed to be the one to show up.
Okay. And anyway, going on since we backtracked a few topics.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I have a thing that I wanted to say publicly on the radio show, but I guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Please talk.
I was listening at work to the show before last week's with Takahata, the SFA special.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was listening to Thorne's Toast, and I kind of got a little choked up, and you know, it's really great to be here with you guys, and you letting me be part of the podcast and the Let's Plays and everything, as well as the Abridged show. That's, I mean, you guys are freaking awesome, and it's great to work with you.
Yeah. You're my second close squeeze.
Hank.
Squeezing ropes.
Yeah, I think Fat Man, like, he started out as number one, then he's like, okay, bottom of the food chain.
Mm.
He can't even, you're a fag!
Here's the pecking order. The dirt. The worms.
You should lose some weight!
You.
Shut up, Yoshi.
Man will become like the dirt, and the dirt will become like the Jew.
What?
It was something Shoddy said from Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge. It was just...
Oh.
Like,
oh, dear God.
Wow, wow,
wee, wow.
I love subtle racism.
As a disclaimer, that wasn't subtle, but as a disclaimer, I have nothing against Jewish people unless it's Sarah Silverman.
Rice says take your... Okay!
I'll take Yoshi's pills.
I need it... Okay. I need to wait for the delivery guy to be here, but I'll keep you on an update.
I think it's time for Rossi Thorn.
He's here. Yes, it's time for Grammar Nazi.
Okay. More subtle racism.
It better be some good typos, because like the Grammar Nazi segment has been dropped. Okay, never mind.
Whoa. Wall of text, whoa.
Shall I begin?
Yes, you shall.
Go ahead. I was bored when I was typing this, so.
Please.
Whoa, really?
Comes up.
You should say square standing there.
Thank you for ruining it, Yoshi. Square standing here, Rin looks out to the sea. God, why do I have to do this? He says, standing there with a wound in his hand. Jumping off, he starts spamming spells down into the water. Damn it, freeze! Freeze, you fucking bastards of spells! He says, still spamming the spell like a 14-year-old girl spamming High School Musical music.
Musical music?
Once the water finally freezes up, period. Rin flips over in the air and starts sliding down the frozen water. He ends up hitting a rock. Ow, he says, then gets up. At last, it wasn't as bad as some YouTube spammer. No period. Then suddenly YouTube bans this story. But oh fucking well, like, the writer of the story fucking cares. Really, I mean, how could a website really ban someone from writing a story? I mean, if that was the case, wouldn't no apostrophe all of the fanfic writeress be banned asshole? I mean, if you really had to sit throw THROU that shit, wouldn't sites like writing.com and LiveJournal be taking out the fucking interweb? I mean, honestly, what the fuck?
It's just like, I'm sorry, go.
It went from being a story about a type, like, this guy and, like, typos, and then you just, like, fucking, what the fuck happened at the end?
Like, it just, ow, with no punctuation or emphasis or anything, just ow.
Is that all you wrote?
Like, face first into a rock and just, ow.
Okay, I had to deal with my mother, excuse me!
Alrighty then, apparently it's my turn.
Apparently.
Here's the thing, stall.
I'm juggling.
Give me a good 5 minutes. I'm halfway done.
Okay, so I have a...
water, so I'll be right back.
I have a stupid story. It's not really funny, but it might be funny to some people. So, you know...
Everything you say is funny.
It is. Why, thank you.
Oh my god, that was great.
Don't throw Superman out a window, and yeah.
No. So I'm playing... I just opened up Pokemon Platinum, and I'm playing it, and this was a couple days ago, because the only people I've talked to is Fat Man within the last, like, week, because I've been busy with work, and I accidentally pushed my mute button. Anyway, so I'm playing Platinum, and you know how the first gym is always, like, ridiculously easy? Well, guess what?
You were getting your ass handed.
Dude, I fucking failed that thing 17 times in a row. I'm sitting here, every time I go, I got Piplup, because I'm not going to fucking have a flaming ass monkey in my life. This is not the starter I'm gonna do, and I don't particularly like turtley things, so I picked I picked Piplup because it's a pink one, and it reminds me of Angel. Anyway, yeah, she loves penguins. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going through every time I lose, I go and put 4 levels on this fucking thing, and. And then, just out of nowhere, like, it goes to where I get through Geodude and Onix, and then all of a sudden, Kranidos, and it's like, what the fuck? And just beats the shit out of me.
Yeah, rape.
Yeah, seriously, it beats my strongest one, and then it goes through, and it kicks the shit out of the rest of them. And I try and keep them all evenly balanced. I mean, my strongest one's 24, and my weakest one is 19 right now, so I'm keeping it pretty grouped together. And I'm trying to pull all my levels to be about even, but I'm on the third trainer, or the third gym leader right now, and she royally handed my ass to me on a silver platter, and,
did it have gold trimmings?
It did, it, like, gold leaf and like, diamond sprinkles, and if anyone was watching Simpsons last 2 days. Anyway, it was just completely ridiculous, and I seriously didn't beat a single one of her Pokemon, and she wiped me out. Like, I completely dumped my inventory. I just hit the reset button and started back over from the start of the gym. But just, like, emptied out my inventory. And, like, I was sitting there going through. I started out with Ghastly, and I was fighting. None of my attacks would land. So I switched over to, like, one of my other ones. None of my attacks would land because they were all normal types, and she was using Miss Magius.
Ah.
And, like, yeah, and normal types apparently don't work on her.
Yeah, they don't. They always
miss. So, yeah. So I'm just sitting there, like, pretty much wasting my attacks, and then it gets down to where my last one is Togepi. It's at level 21. It doesn't know anything but normal type moves. And, yeah.
I just reset it again, like, oh, fuck this.
It's like, oh, screw this. And, like, I had already emptied out my inventory. I'd used Revive 4 different times. I had emptied all my stat healers out. It was, like, I was completely destroyed in this battle without landing. I got her down into the lower part of the yellow, and that was it. Man, she had wiped me out already.
It would have been hilarious, like, your Togepi would, like, fucking rape everything with metronome. And then, like, you're at the final Pokemon, like, its final metronome move is explode and it dies. This is your last Pokemon!
I used metronome, and I got nothing out of it. I got, like, Sweet Kiss and, like, rest and all kinds of stupid shit.
Let me rest in front of the fucking the thing that's raping all my comrades, even though my health is...
Apparently Darkrai 227-1 wants to know if I want some extra shinies. It depends on what they are, but I would love some.
So what... Okay, so, well, the starter I picked was Chimchar.
Yes. Bullshit, I'm not having this flaming ass monkey in my party, no.
It no longer has, when it reaches the second stage, its tail is on fire. And no longer its ass.
I don't care.
You don't have to stare at it for that long. Anyway, like, when I picked Chimchar, it raped the shit out of everybody.
Fire starters are always the best, but I just refuse to pick this one.
Because it's like, it's kind of like Blaziken, because it knows some fighting moves, but Blaziken's still better.
Well, Piplup knows two different fighting moves right now.
So, okay, give me your Pokemon team. What are they?
Let's see. Hang on. I've got it on right now. This is what I've been doing. Let's see.
He's been dying at the dark.
Level 20 Ghastly. I've got a 19 Pachirisu. Prinplup is 24, mm-hmm. Kadabra 21, Togepi 22, and Ekranidos at level 20.
That's a pretty good team, actually, because every time I start a Pokemon game, I only capture Pokemon I like.
I've got a ghost type leading my party, big surprise, because I always have, like, one strong fire type, and then the rest are either ghost dark types or ghost poison types. Yeah. Or maybe a dragon thrown in once in a while if I can get a decent dragon.
You could do what I used to do when I was a kid. Just take your starter and just beat the whole game with your starter. Don't even bother getting other Pokemon. I used to do that as a kid.
Pachirisu. I said it right.
I know.
It's just he's trying to be funny, and again, he's not.
I have something else we can fill her with. The thing I typed earlier.
I've got something we can fill her with.
No, I was talking about the thing I asked.
If it has to do with dancing chupacabras, it won't work.
No, I'm talking about the thing I the thing I typed up. I asked you yesterday about it. I don't want to spoil it right now, so. This damn thing.
No.
Gay.
What the shit?
This is like a thing he's trying to do for episode 3, and it's not funny.
Oh, what?
Besides,
like,
even if it works, you'd be giving episode 3 away.
True.
Yeah, I know this isn't going to happen then.
Yeah.
Speaking of episode 3,
I'm gonna spoil episode 3! I'm gonna say one of the words, YOUR!
Oh shit.
You bastard!
Spoiler tags everywhere, go.
Your YOU apostrophe RE misspelled as YOUR.
Dramatic music! Or a shiny dark red, my fail. Yeah, obviously your favorite Pokemon's Pikachu.
Although, apparently, I am pretty damn good at making poffins, so.
Yeah. I never go to contests. I suck at those.
I do pretty good at contests, actually. In Ruby, I hold Master Rank Ribbon in 4 out of 5 categories, so.
I just, like, attempted one, and, like, I was like, fuck all this! And just left.
No, let's see. My Blaziken has the one for, let's see. Blaziken has one for beauty. what's the big snake thing you fight in Brawl that's a boss? It's,
Rayquaza?
Yeah, that one. It has, smart and cool.
It's smeared.
I had this one, I can't remember which one it was, but I have the tough rank too. I just don't have a cute one rank, so. Like, I don't even have the starter rank ribbon, whatever the first rank is. I don't even have that one in that category, so.
Yeah, the noob rank?
Yeah, noob rank. I know my, Shroomish in that game has like, an epic cute stat, so I might go into that later, but not right now.
I don't care.
Assuming I can find my Game Boy, but Pokemon, this started stopped being interesting like forever ago.
Yeah, then like the Johto remake came out, and I was like, I'm alive.
I'm alive. It's like, hey, Pokemon got cool again. No, I liked Ruby and Sapphire.
I like it. People give it too much shit. I thought it was good.
It's like,
honestly, it's like I haven't played them.
They complain that they don't come up with anything new, and then they want all the old shit back. It's like, weren't you just complaining about this? I mean,
I want
it's the
new
same,
stuff.
Okay, it's the same thing with. You know, it's the same thing with Sonic. They complain about, you know, this new stuff is crap, and then they want the old stuff back. But then they complain about, you know, this is the same old shit. As we've always had. It's like, make up your goddamn mind.
Sonic's hair is a little too long.
Oh my fucking god. Now,
in the first three games, his hair was like 3 centimeters long, a quill. Now the 3.1. Oh my fucking god, Sega, you ruined Sonic.
And now this, I really hate.
I'm almost done. Like, you gotta get this all for a couple more seconds.
Is he listening on the Ustream?
Yeah.
Yes, he's listening on the Ustream.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't mind them. That'd be great. I just started 2 days ago, so like my strongest one is a level 24. I can't really give you much else. Like, and I wouldn't trade that one anyway. I don't have anything like else to trade.
Just get, like, a Bidoof and then, like, give it a Virgo.
Or Rattatas, just for laughs.
I mean, can you even find them in the game?
I can't get away from these things on Rumble. I don't know if they're in Platinum. But
okay, well, since we're talking about games and all that, why don't we talk about the one that was just announced earlier today, this afternoon, the Portal 2.
Portal 2? Oh, shit. Where was I?
Working.
Oh, I know. Asleep.
Oh, that's a knee slapper. I'm going to slap all your knees, too. Cause it's not funny.
Oh, my God, my knees.
I need to slap your knees because it's that funny.
Anyway. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I just heard about it a little bit before the show, actually. Honestly, I'm kind of interested in see how it is here. Let me post the article I found of it.
I don't care.
It gets slower while we're waiting on Yoshi.
I'm sorry, but I just love that. Like, every time it's just, like, quiet, he just chimes in his opinion. He just, like, finishes in, like, 2 seconds.
Fuck you. That's all it takes.
Yep. Hey, go die. Why do you live?
Why do you live?
Down that meme, the cake is a lie meme has been dead.
Yeah, that's not even fucking
Did
funny.
You get this from IGN?
No, actually.
No, Game Informer.
Yeah, honestly, I never found it funny.
Well, laugh, damn you.
No.
Actually, yes. I got it from the Tech Report.
It's not funny. Oh, look, there's writing on the wall. The cake is a lie. Let me spam it on the internet. I'm funny!
No, you're not.
Exactly. That's how memes work. Look at over 9,000.
I love how they can edit all kinds of stuff in this game, but when your character is holding a regular Pokeball in her hand and then you throw it and it's a dark ball all of a sudden, like, what? Like, the reaching back animation is a dark ball, but the standing animation is a regular Pokeball.
Because they didn't think it through.
I guess not.
Oh, I know.
Inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was running out of game ideas. I needed another game, and I just found my ending game.
Pokemon.
No, surprisingly no. Well, yeah, I threw you off the fucking tree.
Yes, you did. Yeah, bastard.
I'm not coming back to choo-choo spirit train, okay?
Okay, I got a question. Who here reads the Mecha Tokyo?
No.
No.
See.
English, fucker. Speak it.
All I heard was something about crazy a bunch of times.
Some other shit Japanese.
You are some other shit in Japanese?
Pretty much.
Je
m'appelle Yoshi. Okay, I'm done with language.
Okay, Yoshi, why don't you talk about the game you've been playing?
Oh, so like, ironically enough, since like I'm like the leader in Sergeant Frog Abridged, a brand new Sergeant Frog game came out yesterday, and it's like probably one of the best anime games ever made. It's an RPG, and if any of you guys played any of the Tales of games, then you'll love it because it plays exactly like those games.
What?
Tales of Symphonia. I don't speak Japanese, but I'm playing through the game and I'm kind of stuck because I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. But like, you fight random enemies, it's like fucking badass because you can pull off a bunch of, like, it makes Kereros actually useful. He doesn't just do nothing. Like, he has a fucking saber. He has a saber and he cuts the shit out of people.
Sweet.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like, I tend to hate RPGs. I looked at a trailer for this game and it looked cool. So
like Kereros has like a laser saber, like a lightsaber, I guess, but it's more like a lance kind of. I don't know. It's more like a fencing kind of thing, a fencing blade, but it's still lasery and pointy.
I think that is a saber.
Yeah. Either you know. Tamama uses his fists and legs. Obviously, he's fine. Yeah. Giroro uses guns, and he's the worst character in the game.
I hate you.
I'm serious. Like, me and Tamama just ran up to enemies, and what's he doing standing in the background on the way to fucking Canada shooting and missing? Missing every grenade. Like, okay, you can do, like, you know what? Fuck you. And I switched him with Dororo.
And he's damn actually, Canadians.
Damn it, Giroro, get out of fucking Canada. Come back to Japan or wherever the fuck we are. Like, Dororo's badass because he, like, cuts people and does, like, ninja shit, and he's, you know, he sings the ninja rap and whatnot. And I don't know how Kulalu plays because I haven't tried him.
Well, try him, damn it.
No, I'll probably, like, set him on my team. I'll replace him for a quick second. Okay, he's gay.
Ass clown.
I don't know. I haven't switched him yet, so I don't know. But the game is fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking about the fencing thing, there's actually three different names for the weapons.
Poking, stabbing, and slicing there.
No, here. Let me post them. Because there's one I know I can't pronounce where shit.
Cutting.
Very thrust.
You can't pronounce cut?
Oh. I just posted this from the thing, hold on.
Well, pay?
Oil pay. Alice.
Damn it, I gotta quit doing that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the fencing names. Like, when they're about to fight, they go, Alez.
No, actually, there are three different types of weapon. Of fence.
Foil! I'm gonna fight you with foil!
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
I saw it. I'll type it to you, and you can copy it over to him real quick, because I'm not gonna interrupt you guys with it.
They just crumple the foil, like, is it bothering your teeth? Yes!
I gotta be right back. You guys enjoy the shoe while I deal with shit.
Okay. I'm just gonna play this song that we had in the intro until we're done.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Flint Robot, a.k.a. me and my friend Madcap Operator, and the song was called The Flint Robot Has a Perfect Day.
Done.
God damn it, finally.
I know. Just, fuck.
Those of you don't know, in the final recording, when this goes up, there's at least 6, maybe even 10 minutes that I had to cut out because nothing was happening.
Hey, at least the recording, he was like, oh yeah, that we were totally consistent. Sure.
Well, Fat Man had to wander off and be somewhere else.
He had to go defatify himself or something.
Yeah.
Alright, so this crazy story for today's a wacky episode has to do with...
Yeah, sure.
It has to do with Apollo Justice and, like, Pikmin and a bunch of other shite.
Of course.
Lauren, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let me sit up straight. There we go.
And we're going to wiggity-whack it up, dog. Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
So this one guy was in a courtroom and was like, my name is Apollo Justice, an immigrant to win this case. And Phoenix Wright, who was now a hobo, was all like, oh, lols, I am no longer a lawyer. And Apollo was like, oh, snap. And there was this spaceship that was, like, fleeing in space. And there was this guy who was fleeing, and it was like, I'm a Captain Captain Olemar. And I'm a flayer shit. And the ship fell and was on fire, and the ship was missing, like, so many farts that I can't even write the number. So then this guy was at a gym and was a boxing with a giant fat guy and his name was Little Mac. And was like, how the fuck is this fucking fair? His trainer was like, Ruffles chocolate bars, you gotta fight the guy with the punches, y'all. And Mac was like, right. And so Naruto was sitting in the chair doing nothing until a nuke came out of nowhere and hit him. And the Luffy was like, ha! And so Mega Man was all like, fucking Capcom making a Mega Man Tang. And then he was like, oh shite, there's a Diaze's Data FX robot. And Dr. Light was like, shite. So then Raul was like, I don't do anything and I speak perfect English. And so Mario and Sonic were at the Olympics. Sonic was like, I'm a Bijou in this race. And Mario was like, okay. And so the race started, and Sonic ran really fast and slept on a banana peel. And Mario won just by eating the banana. Banana spelled correctly, what the fuck? So Sonic was like, you're a cheater! And Mario was like, okay. So then they do another raz, but this time it was in a swimming pool. So the race started, and then Sonic drowned, and Mario won. And Apollo was like, objection! I wanted that Kit Kat bars. And Snake was like, no. And Luffy was like, candy! And Naruto had diarrhea through the phase. And so Aldemar was like, which one? And Pikachu was like, Pikachu. And Link was all like, I can fucking talk! And then King DDD was like, we got to go after that there Kirby. And then there was a pogo stick on the ground and shite. The end. I wanted that Kit Kat bars.
That was great.
I wanted the kick.
Where the hell did that come from?
It's because yesterday...
Left field.
Yesterday I was eating Kit Kat bars and I was playing Apollo Justice at the same time.
Wonderful. It was just a blender of...
Almost done with Case 3. It's fucking... Damn.
A blender of stupid.
Because I'm rushing and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm writing.
Great.
It works better when you do that.
I wanted that Kit Kat bar. Objection! I wanted the Kit Kat bar. It's
not fair. Hang on, I'm trying to get on the Ustream right now so I can type to you without like this whole in between.
Right, I'll be right back. And we have one final segment.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it. I think we should just play the song.
Alright, so Thor's going to do the, whatchamacallit. I'll be right back. Don't play it. Yeah, I got to... Yeah.
Cut the audio straight to when Yoshi gets back. Yeah.
I return!
Aw, oh, son of a bitch!
All he has is a song anyway, so it's not that bad.
I know.
That's all we're doing.
And the song rules, so.
Shut up, dogs!
Barkity bark!
Yeah,
that's kind of how they sound, actually. Oh, only it's more like, rawr, rawr!
Hey, rawr, pretty rawr!
Wow. Yeah,
so here's 4.5 minutes of my Beatles parody, A Peckaponian Day in the Life.
I read the news today, oh boy, about an alien who made his day. And though the news was rather strange, well, I just had to laugh. I saw his photograph. He blew the neighborhood to hell. He hadn't noticed his device was on. All the survivors stood and stared. They watched his body fall. Nobody was really sure if he was from the earth at all. I saw a show today, oh boy. The Charon army had just won the war. 1,000 people took away. None of them ever saw the famous manga. I'd love to blow.
Got out of bed, dodged a ball thrown at my head. On my way downstairs I saw my friend. When I looked up, his mom was in a town. Faced me way, adjust my hat. Built a model in seconds flat. On my way upstairs to have a screw, and somebody threw me a curveball that day.
It takes to fill suburbia. I'd love to blow you up.
Thank you all for listening. That was a Pegaponian Day in the Life, written by me and performed by me and Yoshi. Thank you all for listening.
I don't know if anybody caught it at the end, but oh god, my face happened when the piano came back.
So this is Fatty Time, and this is the Fat Man saying, see you next episode.
Bye.
See you.
Later.
Goodbye.